From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo seeks completion of all national projects before 2024. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin says Indonesian Sustainable Development Goals Corporate Summit 2022 should be optimized to support G20 presidency and realize SDGs. I'm Rahmawati. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has sought the completion of all physical infrastructure of National Strategic Projects or PSN before 2024. This was informed by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto after attending a limited meeting with President Joko Widodo at Bogor Presidential Palace in Bogor, West Java on Tuesday. Minister Airlangga also stated that during the meeting, the President also emphasized that all national strategic projects must provide real benefits to Indonesian society, especially in terms of job creation. President Joko Widodo also expects the national strategic projects established by the government to have multiplier effects on the national economy. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin called to optimize implementation of the Indonesian Sustainable Development Goals or SDGs Corporate Summit 2022 to support Indonesia's G20 presidency and strategic agenda to achieve the SDGs targets. He made the statement in his virtual remarks at the event, which was initiated by the Corporate Forum for Corporate Social Responsibility Development on Tuesday. The Corporate Forum for Corporate Social Responsibility Development aims to raise corporate awareness and commitment in conducting its CSR activities, as well as to disseminate information on the implementation of presidential regulation on achieving sustainable development targets. The last national news comes from G20 countries that lauded and supported Indonesia's climate policy, such as the FOLU Net Zero 2030, with the G20 presidency solidifying the country's role in handling climate change. This was said by Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, in a written statement on Monday. G20 is an international forum comprising 19 countries and the European Union that work together to handle major issues. Indonesia is holding the presidency of the grouping this year. She also stated that several G20 countries lauded the effort in achieving clean emission absorption in the forestry and land use sector, or FOLU Net Zero 2030, as one of the priority environment programs in Indonesia. Now we move to the international news. Liz Truss on Tuesday unveiled her new top team as she formally took over from Boris Johnson as UK Prime Minister. As expected, she rewarded allies to her during her victorious conservative leadership campaign, promoting Kwasi Kwarteng to finance, James Cleverly to foreign affairs, and Suella Braverman to interior. In her first call with a foreign leader, she told its president, Volodymyr Zelensky, that Ukraine could depend on the UK's assistance for the long term. Truss also spoke to US President Joe Biden, telling him she looked forward to tackling shared challenges, particularly the extreme economic problems unleashed by Russian President Putin's war. Now we move to a delegation of five French lawmakers and another group from the U.S. Congress that will visit Taiwan this week. In a show of support for the island amid rising tensions with China, officials and sources said, the French delegation will be the first visit by high-level Europeans following a string of trips by U.S. officials and lawmakers that have infuriated China. China, which claims Taiwan as its own territory despite the strong objections of the government in Taipei, carried out war games near the island last month after U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi came to Taipei. We continue with Sri Lanka that must immediately reverse its drift towards militarization and prosecute those responsible for leading the country to its unprecedented economic crisis, the United Nations said on Tuesday. The South Asian island nation has suffered acute food and fuel shortages, lengthy blackouts, and spiraling inflation this year after running out of foreign currency to import essentials. The crisis sparked months of protests against the government over economic mismanagement, culminating in a huge crowd storming the residence of the then-president Gotabaya Rajapaksa. We end the news with the United States, which is likely to start recommending COVID-19 vaccines annually, health officials said on Tuesday, as new boosters designed to fight currently circulating variants of the coronavirus roll out. By the end of this week, 90% of Americans will live within 8 kilometers of sites carrying updated vaccines, U.S. Health Secretary Xavier Becerra said at a White House briefing. Officials said people could get the new boosters this fall or winter alongside their regular annual flu shots. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesian Embassy promotes batik as traditional clothes of Indonesia in Kuwait. Indonesian Embassy in Kuwait promoted batik, a traditional clothes and Craft Production of Indonesia at the event of ASEAN Textile Exhibition and Craft Workshop 2022. The event was held from 1st until 6th September. The Indonesian Embassy in its press statement stated that the exhibition was attended by some countries of ASEAN in Kuwait, namely Brunei Darussalam, the Philippines, Indonesia, Cambodia, Malaysia, Myanmar, Thailand, and Vietnam. Indonesian Ambassador to Kuwait Lena Mariana, as ASEAN Committee Chairman in Kuwait, opened the event and expressed her welcoming speech. Lena Mariana also explained about the history of traditional clothes in Southeast Asia. The event and workshop aimed at giving insight and knowledge about cultural wealth of ASEAN, particularly traditional and crafts produced by each member of ASEAN countries to the people of Kuwait. At the ASEAN Textile Exhibition and Craft Workshop, each embassy of ASEAN member countries showcased clothes production and traditional crafts. The embassy held the event not only as an exhibition, but also a workshop to give technical information about the ways and process of making traditional clothes and craft by craftsmen from ASEAN member countries. The Indonesian embassy pointed out the visitors could enjoy the cultural wealth owned by ASEAN. The Indonesian Embassy in Kuwait also exhibited some classic batik collections of high quality and modern batik cloth, as well as other traditional crafts. Moreover, the embassy also provided workshop to make batik as beginner, guided by instructor from Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on September 7, 1940, when the birth of the fourth Indonesian president, Abdurrahman Wahid. Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly called Gus Dur, was born in Jombang, East Java, September 7, 1940. He is an Indonesian Muslim leader and political leader who became the fourth Indonesian president from 1999 to 2001. He succeeded President B.J. Habibie after being elected by the People's Consultative Assembly, or MPR, as a result of the 1999 general elections. Abdurrahman Wahid is the former chairman of the Tanfiziyah, or executive body, Nahdlatul Ulama, and the founder of the National Awakening Party, or PKB. Now we move to the event on September 7, 2004, when Munir, an Indonesian human rights activist, passed away. Indonesian human rights activist Munir Said Tholib Al-Khatiri was born in Malang, East Java, December 8, 1964. His last position was executive director of the Indonesian Human Rights Monitor Institution, Imparsial. When he founded the Commission for Missing Persons and Victims of Violence, or CONTRAS, his name soared as a fighter for several activists who were missing at that time. He died on a plane for Amsterdam, the Netherlands, September 7, 2004, at the age of 39. The autopsy results in the Netherlands found traces of arsenic poison in Munir's body. Munir's body was buried in Batu City Public Cemetery, Malang, East Java. We end today in history with an event on September 7 about International Day of Clean Air for Blue Skies. The United Nations General Assembly on December 19, 2019 passed a resolution on the International Day of Clean Air for Blue Skies. In the resolution, it was decided to commemorate the day every September 7. The International Day of Clean Air for Blue Sky aims to raise public awareness about air pollution, demonstrate the close linkage between air quality and global sustainable development, promote solutions to improve air quality, and gather relevant parties to collaborate to improve air quality. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Lalu mengapa kau diam saja, tak berdaya? Di belia usia, di masa yang paling indah, kau tampak tak bergairah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Love.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Japanese Minister of Energy, Trade and Industry, or METI, Nishimura Yasutoshi, visited the Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economy, Erlangga Hartarto, in Jakarta. The two discussed cooperation in trade, investment, Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, and the G20 Summit. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Erlangga Hartarto, in an official statement in Jakarta on Sunday, said the Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement, or IJIPA, has many achievements in cooperation and agreement renewals. It includes canned tuna export from Indonesia with a more competitive tariff, increasing duty-free quota for banana export up to 4,000 tons per year, changing duty-free requirements, and increasing export quota for pineapple. Erlangga hoped Japan could consider the import duty tariff for some commodities such as tuna, banana, and pineapple. Erlangga Hartarto appreciated the improving commitment of Japanese private investment amounting to $5.2 billion, resulting from the meeting between President Joko Widodo and the Japanese CEOs. The investment includes the new capital city Nusantara development, automobile industry, battery industry, steel industry, power plant development, and transportation infrastructure. The palm oil sector was also discussed in the meeting, and the Indonesian government hopes the Japanese government will accept the Indonesian Sustainable Palm Oil, or ISPO, supply chain certification to encourage the increase of palm oil product export to Japan. Currently, Japan is waiting for the new ISPO derivative rules that regulate the Indonesian palm oil industry downstreaming. The two ministers also discussed the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP. Minister Nishimura congratulated Indonesia for the ratification approval. RCEP is the biggest trade bloc initiated by Indonesia when becoming the ASEAN leader in 2011. Minister Nishimura also thanked the Indonesian government because Japanese products and technologies are welcomed by Indonesians. He also invited them to support each other in succeeding the G20. Minister Nishimura also conveyed Japan's concern on a better iron and steel import regulation. The Indonesian government is preparing the commodity balance in steel product import permit issuance to be implemented in 2030.
Music.com.
Jika kau memang bukan pasanganku, aku akan menjauhi dirimu. Jika harus ku lupakan dirimu, lebih baik sekarang. Katakanlah, jangan diam, bicaralah, sayang. Sebenarnya, kamu sudah tak ada, sekuatnya, aku kamu coba tertawa. Sejujurnya, ini terlalu sakit, sayang, ini sakit, sayang, ku rela berpisah denganmu, katakanlah, jangan diam, bicara. Sebenarnya kamu sudah tak ada,
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
In addition to having Kata Beach or Pandora Beach, Bali also has a hidden beach in Jimbaran, which is known for its seafood restaurant. Its name is Tegalwangi Beach. Tegalwangi Beach is under a cliff, and to get to this beach, you have to go downstairs and pass through quite large rocks. Although the way down is not so steep, you still have to be careful because the rocks are quite sharp. The beach is not long but very beautiful. The white and soft sand combined with the wave hitting the cliff will complete your vacation. In addition, Tegalwangi is one of the best beaches to see the sunset in Bali. The best time to come to this beach is in the afternoon before sunset. Besides enjoying the sunset, you can also bathe at this Tegalwangi beach. There is a small pool on the edge of the beach, which is formed naturally. If you are an Instagrammable spot hunter, this beach can be an option because there is a cave not far from the small pool. Maybe the depth of Goa is only about 4 meters. Well, this cave is a favorite spot for tourists to hunt for Instagrammable photos. There is no entrance fee to this beach area. Anytime and anyone can come here, but usually you are only charged a parking fee. This beautiful and clean beach will maintain its beauty if we don't litter. Let's take care of its natural beauty. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Thank you. rasa rindu. Semua hanya padaku. Kau juga ungkapkan rasa sayang untuk yang kinkan hati ini. Mengapa kini tiada sehangat seindah dulu? Andai rasa itu pergi, sangka aku dengan segala amanku. Andai rasa itu hilang, biarkan aku rasakan indah cinta dalam hati saja.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about perjalanan ke Yogyakarta, which means a trip to Yogyakarta. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Saya Mau Pergi ke Yogyakarta. Saya Mau Pergi ke Yogyakarta, which means I want to go to Yogyakarta. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a ticket officer at Gambir train station. The officer asks about Dev's destination, then Dev gives a response. Let's listen to the conversation.
Tujuannya kemana, Pak?
Saya mau pergi ke Yogyakarta.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Mau, mau, which means want. Pergi, pergi, which means go. Ke Yogyakarta, ke Yogyakarta, which means to Yogyakarta. Saya mau pergi ke Yogyakarta. Saya mau pergi ke Yogyakarta, which means I want to go to Yogyakarta. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya mau pergi ke Yogyakarta. Saya mau pergi ke Yogyakarta, which means I want to go to Yogyakarta. In the sentence, there is an expression, ke Yogyakarta, ke Yogyakarta, which means to Yogyakarta, that states a destination. To tell about your destination, you can use the preposition ke, ke, which means to, followed by place such as city, like Yogyakarta. Besides the name of a city, to tell about a destination, you can use the other names of places, such as country, public place, or institution. Let's listen to the other examples to state a destination. Ke Jepang, which means to Japan. Presiden Joko Widodo berkunjung ke Jepang. Presiden Joko Widodo berkunjung ke Jepang, which means Presiden Joko Widodo visits Japan. Ke Bandara Kuala Namu, ke Bandara Kuala Namu, which means to Kuala Namu Airport. Asma pergi ke Bandara Kuala Namu. Asma pergi ke Bandara Kuala Namu, which means Asma goes to Kuala Namu Airport. Cities in Indonesia usually have nicknames. One city can have some nicknames. They usually relate to its characteristics, such as its history, food, and many more. For example, Yogyakarta is known as a city of student and city of gudeg, or unripe jackfruits too. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Tujuannya kemana, Pak?
Saya mau pergi ke Yogyakarta.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Wajahmu mencuma hayalan lembut, memukau hati ke dulu kala hari yang bahagia. Kau lari ku kejar, tertawa bercanda, sumpahku, sumpahku
yang kini tak tercapai. Kau pergi jauh, janji kembali. Kini kau pulang membawa kekasih. Memori kau membuka luka lama yang ku ingin lupa. Memori tolong daku pergi jauh, janji tak tertawa bercanda. Sumpahmu, sumpahku yang kini tak tercapai. Kau pergi jauh, janji kembali. Kini kau pulang membawa kekasih. Memori kau membuka
National Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from Bengkulu, Sumatra Island, entitled Jibeak Awieo. The lyrics Jibeak Awieo tell about someone who complains about his life. It is like he wants to eat, but there are only cassava leaves. He wants to marry, but he only has older women. Or he wants to grill fish, but he doesn't have salt. The moral message of the song is that we have to be thankful for everything we have. Alright, listener, here is the song Jibeak Awio by Karel Simon. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau hirau, peneo, peitu, korbanmu pasti indah sio-sio. Tanah air telah merdeka, sejarah dapat menghargo jaso.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jangan
we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.